Before we get started, if anyone has a cell phone on, please put it on silent. Thank you. If anyone is here for La Fabrica Central, that's been continued to May 9th. And the application of the Mothership Alewife LLC has also been continued. I don't think we have a set date for that. The meeting of the Cambridge License Commission, Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. It's 3:01 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you are the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moratti Ferrer, Gerard Mahoney, and Branville Bard. First matter, violation, Venuto Landscaping Incorporated for alleged violations of Cambridge Municipal Ordinance 8.16.0812 C and F on November 28th, 2017 at 123 Kennard Street.
They actually filed a waiver of hearing. This is a company that has been permitted with the city since 2008. He contacted, as soon as he got the hearing notice, he contacted Investigator Boyer and filed the waiver of hearing, said that it was a mishap in terms of the permit, which is one of the violations. The other violation is that he was using three leaf blowers, or his employees were using three leaf blowers simultaneously and in close quarters with each other. He admitted to the violations and the facts, so I would vote a violation. I would say that we give him a warning in terms of the permit and then a $300 fine in terms of the misuse of the leaf blowers.
Concur.
Okay.
Application, Church Street Creole Cafe Incorporated, doing business as Border Cafe, holder of a common victualler, all alcohol license at 32 Church Street, has applied for a change of beneficial interest.
Border Cafe?
Oh. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Sit down. If you could please state and spell your name for the record.
Yes, my name is Ayla Pereira, spelled E-I-L-A, Pereira spelled P-E-R. E-I-R-A.
Thank you. And I looked at the application, and basically you're adding a new president, a new clerk, mm-hmm. and removing Anita Wood?
Correct.
And there are no changes in the operation at all?
No.
These are all internal in yeah. terms of the corporation?
Correct.
Okay. Right. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Any questions here?
No.
Okay. I would vote to grant.
Grant. Concur.
And Ms. Lint, if you can make a notation for the staff to let the ABCC know that in the application the address is correct, but in their summary review the address comes up incorrect. I know it's an ABCC issue, not an applicant issue, but just so that it doesn't get lost between.
I think you're going to be making that notification.
That's
to
fine.
The
staff. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application Turnip LLC, doing business as Parsnip, holder of a common victualler, all alcohol license at 91 Winthrop Street. Has applied for a change of manager to Tammy Tjungson.
That's right.
It is right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nobody ever pronounced my last name correctly.
Wow.
Good afternoon. If you could please state and spell your names for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Anthony Galluccio, partner with Galluccio and Watson, and it's G-A-L-L-U-C-C-I-O, and we're at 1498 Cambridge Street.
Thank you.
And I'm joined by Tammy Johnson, who may be a... Do you want me to spell that for you?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Ms. Lynn pronounced it correctly, and apparently you pronounced it incorrectly.
Is that the Battle of Johnson's? Or Johnson's?
Tiongson.
But you say it's just like...
It's like Johnson, but
there
not.
There it is. Okay. Thank you. thank you, Madam Chair. Tammy is a familiar face, I believe. She actually is also the manager, as I'm sure you've noticed, of Night Market, which is about a block away from this location. She has become a beloved member of that corporate family. As you may know, there's been a little more turnover than usual at Parsnip. We had a death of one of the managers a few years ago, so we had some change there. And Tammy has been helping to operate Parsnip during that void, and so we're here to have a formal change of manager to have her appointed as the manager of Parsnip as well. She would continue to manage both locations. She thankfully she lives in Belmont, so she's close by. She shares the hours. She tells me about 25 hours in each location. Obviously, she works very, very hard, but it's a good fit because the restaurants are so close and there's common management and interest in the restaurants. Okay. Yeah. And I have a check that I need to, as a matter of housekeeping, I was
Thank
reminded
you.
That I need to put forward.
Thank you. Actually, you answered almost all of my questions, so thank you. Ms. Tiongson, are you TIPS or 21 proof certified?
Yes.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, DABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that I expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
And what kind of procedures do you have set up for when you're not in either location?
I have a front of house supervisor at the Night Market location. Just the one because it's a smaller operation.
Mm-hmm.
And at Parsnip, I have two assistant managers that report to me. So when I'm not on site, either one of them or both of them are on site.
Okay. Thank you. Questions?
No.
All right. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Thanks.
Application Gypsy Cafe and Juice Bar LLC has applied for a new common victualler license at 90 Hampshire Street with seating capacity of 20, proposed hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days per week. Petya Todorova is proposed manager of record of a premise described as approximately 900 square feet on ground floor with seating area, storage, kitchen, and one restroom.
Second call.
Administrative matters continued from January 24th, February 28th. Richard Foote, on behalf of Turner Construction, has applied to extend the special noise variance at 25 Hayward Street until April 31st to work between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m.
This is actually not an extension, it's an application. They were here to extend their night variance, so they have 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Just a matter of housekeeping. There is no April 31st.
That's right.
Yeah, and that too. It does say April 30th on their application. But basically, and then at that hearing, because we had had some complaints from the residents, and we had some emails saying that they didn't want this. The night one, they said that they were also going to file this one for 6 a.m. So it's a variance from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. basically, and it's for the weekdays only. I think based on the emails that we got, I think the fact that they have the variance for the night work for the slurry wall and everything else, I don't think they need it. I quite frankly think this is
repetitive.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they say that it's for setup and stuff like that, but then they've, you know, the other variances they've used for, you know, other stuff other than setup, I don't think they need it. I just think it's for convenience in terms of their work schedule, not necessarily. So I would vote to deny.
I agree.
BBC Catering Incorporated, doing business as Boston Burger Company, is applying for a Harker Petler.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Hold on. They're both for Turner Construction. I'm sorry. I am talking about the Turner Construction of 145 Broadway.
Okay.
Sorry. Where's the one for?
That's number 12.
No, I think I was looking. Hold on.
It's Charlie Moore.
Yeah. You know what? Let's skip the construction ones and do them together, because I think this is a little bit out of order now. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I got you. I understand. It's not that we switched these. But okay.
Yeah. So until I have the other one, but I can't find it in this. Oh, no. I got it. No, ignore. All right. Sorry. I'm talking about, scrap everything I just said, and I'm talking about 145 Broadway. This is the one where even DPW is saying that they don't see a need outside of contractor convenience. However, and this affects...
They're only moving steel deliveries.
I'm sorry? This is for, they say, reduce trucking and queuing and traffic congestion during peak hours.
This is 145 Broadway?
This is for the 145 Broadway.
For soil removal and steel deliveries, correct?
Yeah. And then DPW said that they don't see any reason why they need it. The hotel, who's the direct abutter, the Residence Inn, they said that, you know, they don't foresee an issue with the excavation work to begin 1 hour earlier, but that the lines of communication continue open. So I wasn't wrong. I was talking about the right one. Anyway, whatever. We need to do these together. They drive me crazy all over the agenda.
we denied the correct one.
Yes. No, I will reaffirm my vote on the other one once we deal with 145 first.
Hotel has a mindset that they just want to get the work done, so they don't mind them getting in there early.
Well, the letter of the hotel says, thank you for reaching out, blah, blah, blah. I do not foresee lines of communication.
The DPW note on the other.
I saw the DPW note saying that the hotel said that they wanted the stuff to be faster, but I don't see that in their letter.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so for me, I rather go by the Residence Inn's letter that just basically says, thank you for reaching out, and I don't foresee an issue you starting the work before. But again, I mean, I think the DPW saying that they think it's unnecessary except for, you know, their work schedule, and then traffic and parking saying, you know, we don't object, but if DPW doesn't see a need, we're okay with not granting it. I would say that we don't grant it and we deny it. You would grant it? Okay, so 2-1, variance denied. For 145. Now, the 25 Hayward Street. Again, my vote on this remains as a denied. This is the one where we had the MIT, this is an MIT area, and this is the resident saying, you know, that they're already disturbed. They were upset about the 8 p.m. one, and quite frankly, they're already at 8 p.m. They don't need any more time. So I would continue with denied on that one. And I think, you know, we need to balance the needs of this construction with the residents, and I think the residents need to be heard.
I agree.
OK. Okay, so denied to the 25 Hayward one. He's been on that one. Sorry about that, gentlemen. Everyone else.
BBC Catering Incorporated, doing business as Boston Burger Company, is applying for a Hawker Peddler license to be exercised every Tuesday between April 2nd and November 23rd, 2018, at 3rd and Binney.
I would vote to grant.
Patrick Martin, on behalf of Phoenix Communications, has applied for a special noise variance from March 29th through 30th, from 8 p.m. until 4 a.m. at Pacific Street in Fulkerson for fiber splicing.
Granted.
Jose Pedro has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license on April 7th, 2018, from 5 to 11 p.m. at St. Anthony's Parish, 400 Cardinal Medeiros Avenue, for a fundraiser.
Put a pin on that for a second. This is the one. This is 145 Broadway. This is the one that you voted. This is. Okay, sorry, which one are you at, Ms. Lentz?
Jose?
Yeah. For alcohol and entertainment, I would vote to grant. I would change the hours from 5 p.m. to 11:30, which is basically what the St. Anthony Parish letter says that the event will run to and from, and a police detail required.
Megan Fitzgerald, on behalf of Da Bomb Truck, has applied for a Hawker Peddler license at 3rd and Binney Streets on Fridays from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., April through November 2018.
Granted.
Review of the capacity of Lamplighter Brewing, holder of malt only pub brewery license at 284 Broadway, due to the issues that were raised at the hearing on the 21st.
So this is whether or not the ISD certificate, with now a front room capacity of 160 and a back room capacity of 135, is fire safety safe?
Fire code wise, the facility is fine. What
okay.
happens is the issue with plumbing fixtures, in a sense, supersedes, because even though the fire code, they would be in violation of the, I believe it's a zoning regulation with respect to the capacity set by laboratory facilities.
Okay. So with that said, I would vote to change the capacity to reflect what's on the new ISD certificate, which is the capacity of 160 in the front, 135 in the back, and no more than 200, a total of 200 people at any time.
Correct.
Combined.
And my recollection is that last week the gentleman from the facility was well aware of that and in agreement with saying.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll change, make that change.
Kind of a catch 22.
Yeah.
One day applications. Abraham Lee has applied for an entertainment license at Quincy House Dining Hall, 58 Plimpton Street, on May 30th from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. for a cultural event.
Granted.
Wei Lu Shen has applied for a malt and wine license with entertainment to be exercised at Lehman Hall, Dudley House, on April 7th from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. for a spring swing dance party.
Granted, with the condition of a limited number of drinks associated with the admission charge. Otherwise, alcohol must be sold and police detail required.
Jeff Kaufman has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at Cambridge Masonic Hall, 1950 Mass Ave, on April 1st, 15th, May 6th and 20th, June 3rd and 17th, and July 1st from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. for a social dance. He's also requesting a fee waiver.
I would vote to grant, and in terms of the nonprofit status and the request for the change in entertainment license fee, I would say that we charge them a total license fee of $50, which is as if they were just having one event rather than multiple ones.
I would concur with that.
Catherine Caponera has applied for a malt and wine license with entertainment at the Harvard Divinity School, 45 Francis Ave, on April 22nd, from 6 to 11 p.m. for a charity ball.
Granted. Police detail required.
Kalina Schlaniger has applied for 4 entertainment licenses at MIT Wong Auditorium, April 15th, May 6th, from 4 to 7, May 12th from 7 to 11, and May 19th at Kretzky Auditorium from 7 to 11 for concerts.
Granted to all.
Ephthymios Ioannidis has applied for a malt and wine license with entertainment at MIT on April 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. for Greek Easter Feast.
Granted, police detail required.
Jennifer Fries has applied for a malt and wine license at Lesley University Lender Arts Center on April 6th from 6:30 to 10 for a fundraiser.
Granted with the condition that there be a limited number of drinks associated with the admission charge, otherwise alcohol must be sold. And they also asked for a waiver. This is for Cambridge Public Schools. It's a Cambridge Public School event.
Cambridge Public School affiliation?
Yeah, I'd say that's one of the partnerships with the Cambridge Public School, so I would actually waive the fee on that one.
Cassandra Kasek, doing business as Peston, has applied for a peddler license at 52 Church Street, the Sinclair. This all originally came through as Holmesfield, but the venue was changed.
Yeah, to 52 Church Street, Granted.
Cheryl Brown has applied for an entertainment license at Cambridge Masonic Hall, 1950 Mass Ave, on October 2nd and 7th from 4 to 8 p.m.
Granted.
Joe Brown, doing business as Black Pearl Creations, has applied for a peddler's license at the Sinclair on April 7th from 12 to 4 p.m.
Granted.
Carl Elaine has applied for an entertainment license at Masonic Hall on April 29th from 1 to 5 p.m. for a reception.
Granted.
Ming Kao has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at 1000 Mass Ave on May 30th from 3 to 4 p.m. for an opening ceremony.
Granted.
Raheem Perkins, doing business as Authentic Arts, has applied for a peddler's license at the Sinclair on April 7th.
Granted.
German Soto has applied for an entertainment license at MIT Walker Memorial on April 7th from 7 to 10 p.m. Laverne Gordon has applied for a peddler's license at the Sinclair on April 7th.
Granted.
Steve Postal has applied for a malt and wine license at Lunder Arts Center on April 6th from 6:30 to 10 for a fundraiser.
Granted with the condition that a limited number of drinks be associated with the admission charge, otherwise alcohol must be sold.
Lydia Albano, on behalf of Aletheia Church, has applied for a one-day amusement license at Riverside Press Park on March 31st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Granted, I would actually change the hours from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., which is the permit, the park permit, that allows them for the setup and everything else.
Cynthia Hargrove has applied for an entertainment license at Cambridge Masonic Hall on May 19th from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. for a party.
Granted with a police detail from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. as requested by Sergeant Kale.
Francesca Nolet has applied for an entertainment license at 59 Shepherd Street on May 30th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. for a party.
Can I please detail the cards?
A few add-ons. Ayesha Wright has applied for a one-day peddler license at Harvard Law School on April 7th from 12 to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Granted, sorry.
Andrea Reed has applied for a one-day peddler license at the Sinclair on April 7th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Granted.
Bonnie Foods, LLC, holder of license number PED10018, has applied for a one-day amendment to vend at an MIT party on April 5th at the Sun School.
Granted.
Aristides Corrales has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license for March 31st from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the MIT Student Center.
Ransom.
Casey Gill, on behalf of the Association of Black Harvard Women, has applied for a one-day entertainment license on April 6th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Northwest Ave.
Ransom.
Back to the second call. There is no one here.
So second call again for
Gypsy Cafe.
And we note that it is 3:30 p.m. They were scheduled for 3, no show, so no action.
The minutes?
I am not ready for those. I didn't review them. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that we were doing these today, so.
Oh, okay. I'll put them on. I'll add them to 11.
All right. Thank you.